Redbird Review continues after a four-point Illinois State win over South Carolina. Mike Matthews alongside. I'm Greg Hallbleib, joined by the coach of the Illinois State Redbirds, Dan Muller. Nice win, boss.
Hey, thanks. Sure beats losing.
Usually does.
So proud of how our guys competed and fought. Obviously, you guys had a front row seat for this game and our last game, and I'm sure you agree there was a night and day difference from the level of competitiveness on the defensive end and on the boards. To only get out rebounded by that team by three, to hold them to 29%. Had some foul trouble here and there. We had a funky starting lineup, as you guys know. Just so proud of the guys for competing and sticking together and just playing the game no matter what.
Tell me about the defense, the 2-3 the entire time.
Yeah.
Tell me about the thought process and what you wanted to accomplish with it, because obviously you accomplished a lot.
Well, I actually didn't plan on it. You know, once we had to go to the different starting lineup, we went to the zone because that was the best for that group with their bigs. And it worked so well, we stayed in it. You know, I do those by feel, zone and man. We have worked on both for a long time. We played all man in the last game. I hope our man would have been just as good, but obviously it was so effective. They were struggling to shoot the ball so much from three that we just stuck with it, and obviously it was very good for us.
You had an answer for everything they threw.
Yeah.
This game was only tied three times and only for a little more than 3 minutes. What does that tell you, I guess, about your squad?
Tells us we're growing up. We're growing up, and you know, clearly you're never there. It's always a journey. But we're taking steps in the right direction competitively. We're taking steps in the right direction maturity-wise. Individual players are starting to understand how critical it is to do what the coaches ask on a daily basis. And we had three very, very tough days of practice before we came here, and they understood how unhappy I was with what we had done. I keep telling them, look, it's a privilege to wear this jersey. At Illinois State means a lot to me, as it does to all of our staff. And, you know, if you're going to put it on, you're going to represent us the right way. And we've got a group that wants to do that. We're just learning how. So I think it was a big step in the right direction for learning those things.
So other than the defensive effort and obviously holding them down and turnovers, we're okay.
Yeah.
14.
Oh, yeah.
What else did you like today?
Well, we had 14 turnovers, but they only had three steals, and that's huge. Okay, so all the rest of our turnovers are travels, charges, what have you. And we talked a lot about that. I said, look, instead of throwing to them, throw it out of bounds. Take a five-second count. Don't throw it to them. So the 14 I don't mind because they only had three turnovers. Obviously, Malik Yarborough was a difference-maker, playmaker. They couldn't guard him. I've talked a lot about Malik and how I don't think anybody can guard him when he's locked in. But he played on the defensive end, and so I played him. If he wouldn't have, I would have played him. But he did, and he's grown with that. I think everybody who went in the game not just contributed but made significant contributions. Foul trouble, I mean, Ike didn't even go to the thing last night. He was sick, under the weather. He then gives us huge minutes. Matt Hines starts, Taylor starts, first games ever. They go out and get us the lead. That lead was huge with that group in there. But, just very proud. I actually thought offensively we rushed a ton of shots, that layups and what have you. But they do that because you're so sped up the whole game. But we made enough. Keyshawn, I don't think he called bank on that one, but I'll take it. And obviously a huge shot. But you know what? Sometimes you got to get lucky on things like that.
I can't hear that well, and if you've been asked this before, when did you know the 2-3 zone might be a weapon to use against South Carolina watching film?
Well, a lot of teams zone them, but they have such a different team this year than last year. And I know Frank Martin, their coach, feels like they shoot it better this year than they did last year. They missed a lot of threes, and that allowed us to stay in it. But, again, once we had the starting lineup we had, we were going to start zone. We were going to guard a man. And because it kept working, they were shooting the first half they shot 23%, and they were at 9%, you know, 10 minutes in the game. So it was working. We stuck with it. Then foul trouble. It was good for us with foul trouble. And again, we just – they fought. They competed. Guys are switching positions. It's playing spot they don't normally play. Really rewarding day.
I never thought I'd see a day when a Coach Muller team played 40 minutes of zone defense.
We've done that a couple other times over the years. Not a lot, but because man is what we do. But, and again, it was not the plan at all today. Not at all. but it worked.
Before I leave the defense behind, their big gun only took one shot. Got to the free throw line 14 times, but Silva, 10 points and all from the free throw line.
Yeah, he's a physical kid, fouled out, and how many, 17 minutes fouled out. And we finally took a charge at the end with Phil. We talked about it a lot, but we don't practice flopping or charging, taking those charges too much. But he's a big old physical kid. They have those other big physical kids in there, and then we're just out there just doing the best we can. And, you know, again, if you fight and you play together, you can do a lot of things.
You said you didn't like the competitiveness of your team Saturday. What'd you think of it today?
1 to 10, I'll give it a 15. 15. And now the challenge, of course, is we play literally 24 hours from about right now. Can we be mature enough to come out and enjoy this? I told them they get till halftime. They get till halftime to enjoy this. And then after that, it's taking care of their bodies, hydrating, scouting report quickly tonight, and then getting prepared for a very good team, whichever one is, of these it is.
Well, you said it was probably the best defensive team we'd play all year. Yeah. I think Frank Martin might be saying the same thing about Illinois State.
Well, he might, the way we played, the way they shot it again. Shooting's such a tough thing to know. Some nights you shoot it well, some nights you don't. I admire so much how his teams play, how hard they compete, and he does it with guys of different levels, and they just play hard. And so hopefully we can still continue to become a great defensive team, which was our goal starting in June.
Great win. Nice win. Way to get the first one after a big program, and back to work.
You get to talk to Taylor about those awesome fouls he had, you know. Taylor made two huge threes. Did a great job boxing out, got to rebound it better, but he's going to leave those fouls in the hotel tomorrow.
It's all right. Sounds good. Way to go, Coach Dan Muller.
Thank you.
Appreciate it much. Now let's bring in Taylor Bruniga, as Taylor had, 5 points today, 5 fouls. I think Madison Williams is on deck as well. I know we're going to talk to him a little bit, but let's get Taylor in right now. Welcome in, Taylor Bruniga. So far so good. How has your adjustment been? I want to talk just in general about the team in these first two games. Are things going as you expected? What has surprised you? What has not surprised you?
I think definitely the first game, our defense was nowhere near what we needed it to be and what we wanted it to be. But I think definitely today we really improved it, and that showed a lot, especially in the final score.
You have a comfort level that may be a bit surprising for just two games into a Division I collegiate career. Are you feeling comfortable out there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am. I mean, Coach has a lot of confidence in me, and I think that helps a lot, especially just coming in your first two college games. Having your coach having confidence in you is definitely boost your confidence.
I know the confidence on the outside is good. How's the confidence on the inside?
Very good.
Good?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's been the biggest adjustment for you so far?
I think definitely the pace of the game, but I think I'm starting to kind of get adapted to that. So it's going well.
How has your role changed now with the Redbirds as opposed to your time in high school?
At high school, I was kind of just the do-it-all guy, I guess. But, in college now, I definitely know my role, which, is just hit my outside shot, box out, get rebounds. So, I know my role, and Coach wants me to do that.
You seem to be embracing it. You don't seem to have one issue with it at all. As far as a mental approach to the game.
No, not at all, yeah.
So far, so good. Tell me about how this win felt a little bit today. Let's talk a little bit more about today, how this win felt.
It felt great. Just to knock off an SEC team, especially in our second game of the season. After a tough loss on Saturday, that's a really big bounce-back game for us, and we'll come back with a lot of confidence.
How was practice this week?
Practice was rough, but you should expect that after our performance on Saturday. But I think that really helped get us prepared for today.
Did you have any idea you'd play this much 2-3 zone, or were you?
I knew we'd start out in it, but I didn't think. We didn't really have a game plan on how long we'd stay into it, but obviously it worked.
Taylor, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. Good job today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll see you tomorrow. Taylor Bruniga joining us here in the Redbird Review after a 69-65 Illinois State win. We're going to wrap things up in just a moment. Birds win. They'll play at noon tomorrow against either Boise State or UTEP, and you can hear them going at it in the background. This is Redbird basketball from Learfield.